Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Chris Clemens.
Here.
Now you say Danny Savage.
Danny Savage.
Present. That was a roll call.
I know, we already did it once, so you don't have to tell me.
Okay. Christopher, I have a couple things that I want to talk to you about. Number one is the guy that's pregnant. Did you see this guy?
Is that real? I saw it on the National Enquirer.
It's a girl. It was originally a girl, but she got a sex change to be a man.
I figured it was something stupid like that, if it was real.
But she, I don't know, he or she, the thing that, I don't care that she's pregnant, whatever, like, she didn't change all her parts, she still has a uterus or whatever, but the thing that's a travesty and a tragedy, also, is that she used to be hot.
Really?
Yeah, she was seriously hot.
But in fairness, you still think she's hot.
Seriously, she was Miss Hawaii, and she looked
what?
Good. And
seriously?
She has the type of skin you would have liked, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Isn't
crazy.
That crazy? Why?
Yeah.
Usually it's like super bull dykes that get sex
changes.
That's
like pissing on God's face.
Mm-hmm. I know. Is it as good that she got a sex change or bad?
But God's not into that.
Uh-oh, okay.
Because that's a disgrace.
And sad. You don't piss on God or Jesus' face.
No.
Because that's my Lord and Savior.
Wow, that's horrible.
Anyway, but what else? Elliot Spitzer's in the news.
Again?
No, it seemed like I was doing a monologue.
I saw something that is not funny, but I'm going to talk about it anyway.
Good, this should be fun.
They were doing this, they were talking about faith in politics on some news show. And they were showing clips of different candidates talking about their faith. And they were talking to a Barack Obama, asking him if he believes that God created the world in 6 days. And he kind of stumbled a little bit. And then he's like, well, I believe... This is a Barack Obama. I believe...
You don't have to explain it to me. I thought Barack Obama was in the studio.
He said, I believe that God created the world in 6 days. But maybe not our 6 days. Maybe not 6 days like human days. This is, I'm paraphrasing. But God's own time limit is 6 days, you know, so that he can explain evolution and rock layering.
He doesn't believe that.
I don't
So
think
he can explain rock layering.
You know, like all the fucking
yeah, carbon dating, shit like that. I know you. No,
exactly.
I know you. No, yeah.
But, you know, that's he has to say that. I don't know if he believes it or not, but one thing I do know is that, one thing I predict is that no politician, no atheist, for politician is going to become president anytime soon.
Well, that's so...
You're not even a skeptical.
It's silly because you have to say that, which is so weird that you have to say
and
that.
And isn't it weird that the thing to say in order to get people to believe in you, to back you up, is that you think God created the world in 6 days? Like,
it seems like that would be
the wrong thing to say. I think in like 100, hopefully, in 100 years... If somebody says that, you're like, I don't know about that fucker.
Well, imagine if no one had ever heard this story before and he brought this out. Like,
yeah.
Let's say there was no religion in our society. And by the way, Barack Obama was running for president, and they were like, let's say there are three candidates and Barack happened to be one of them. And they're like, well, Senator McCain, what do you think? He's like, I believe that the scientists are very close to figuring out. And then another guy, they ask him, and he's like, well, the empirical evidence shows that there was chemical and that our Earth was created over a long period of time and has slowly changed and evolved. And then Barack Obama, what do you think? And no one had ever heard of religion, mind you. And he's like, well, I think that God created it in 6 days.
Yeah.
And it would be bizarre if no one had heard this crazy story before. It would be the exact wrong thing to say. That would be it. He would be... I mean, what's that one guy that... One guy got kicked out of the race basically for going, ha! What was that guy's name?
Howard Dean.
Yeah, Howard Dean. That's all he did. And that was it.
I don't know if we figured out that that's what ended his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think that I like that he at least fumbled around and tried to say that, well, maybe God's
well,
6 days.
Speaking
are different
of
Elliot
Spitzer, by the way, Elliot Spitzer claims to be religious. You know, he goes to church.
Well, he's not religious.
But he goes to church. And
why waste your time if you're going to sleep with hookers?
Well, and,
live it up.
And he claims he regrets it and this and that. And, like, he... But
he regrets getting caught.
Here's something. This is what I was telling you the other day.
Yeah, maybe he does regret it, but he didn't regret it enough to not want to do
well,
it.
Well, if you believe in God, you don't do that. And here's why I was saying that. I was telling you the other day, and Shoddy, and I don't remember who was there, but I was just saying how if I really, really believed that heaven, which is to me like just, I don't know, when you're... The example I gave when we were talking about what made me bring this up was, like, after you have sex and if your girlfriend's, like, scratching your back or scratching your head or something, and you just feel you're falling asleep, and that feeling of you would do anything to keep her scratching your head, you know, just to keep that feeling. You would give anything. If I knew
I know
that,
you're talking
if,
about your girlfriend, but you are a faggot for saying that. Go ahead.
Anyway, if I knew that I could get that feeling eternally, if that was heaven, I would do any... I would suck... your cock for 90 Jesus. My entire life. It didn't matter what it is. Whatever horrible thing it is, I would endure however long I have on this earth of that. If I knew, if
why
I
did you
truly
have to pick my cock?
I'm just saying something horrible. If I knew that I was going to get eternity of this great thing at the end, there's no way you could stray me from that if I really believed it. Yet these guys can't not cheat on their wife.
I know, it's retarded. They obviously don't believe. And let me just tell you this. My idea of hell is listening to you describe your head getting scratched by your girlfriend for eternity.
Well,
or any of your gay stories. And this podcast is a little slice of hell for me.
But a good point that... I don't remember. I think Adam Carolla might have said this, but it's a really, really good point, is that someone, like, when you do something as a kid that you do wrong, like, let's say you're drinking, you try to steal some alcohol from your parents' alcohol cabinet.
Yeah.
You do that, but, and then you know you're probably going to get caught, but you try not to get caught. You know what I mean? Like, you try to, like, put water and fill it back up so you can't tell whatever you're doing, or you try to sneak out at night. Your intentions aren't to get caught. Even though you know you're doing something wrong, there is a chance you might get away with it. That's kind of what you're able to, what makes you more able to attempt to do something wrong. But you can't trick God. You know what I mean? Like, if you believe in this God, then you should never, ever, ever do anything wrong if you really, really believe in it.
You shouldn't. But if you believe in, like, the Christian mentality, whereas you get salvation just by asking God for forgiveness and claiming to accept Jesus, then you can do anything you fucking want other than
that. Which I do.
And then be like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't. I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry. Jesus. And make sure you apologize to him and the Holy Ghost.
I'm going to pretend to be God, and you have to... you're trying to get into heaven. Okay? Or St. Peter. Who do you believe is at the pearly gates of heaven? Who do you believe, personally?
I don't believe that they're already...
I'm just saying, if you had to put money on something being...
I don't know.
Deciding who let you in. Charlie Brown? I don't know why I would say Charlie Brown.
How about if Christopher Walken was St. Peter?
I think it'd go a little something like this. Joey from Friends letting people into hell. I mean,
you can't get in. You cheated. Sorry. You cheated on your wife. That's a great impression.
All right. My impression of Shaggy and Scooby-Doo in hell. My gay Scoob! Let's get out of here!
Yeah!
Anyway, speaking of God or playing God, I saw a story about, well, just a couple different ways about playing God. One of them was that there was some guys in like a biochemistry lab, and they took, a lot of them, they work with the bacteria E. coli for whatever reason. But when E. coli is ready to when it go some when it when it's whatever they're doing to it. At a point, it starts to smell like shit, basically. But they,
like it's literally
yeah, like literally that, they describe it as smelling like shit. But what a couple genetic engineers did is they took the I can't remember what planet it's from, but some plant that produces the natural scent wintergreen, and they fused that in with the E. coli. So then whenever they used to have to wait around the lab until the E. coli started to smell like shit, and at that point they knew that they knew it was ready to, for whatever next part of the test was ready. But they changed it so that when it got to the point where it was ready, it smelled like wintergreen. But in a way, that is completely changing. I mean, that E. coli had never done that before. You know what I mean? Like, they completely changed E. coli. That was the first time that that creature that they made, that that little thing existed. So in a way, that they created something. And they've also, that then from there, they talked about how a while back, someone combined a sheep and a goat. It was called a geep. That's not a joke or anything. That's what they called it, a geep. And it looked really weird. It had, like, strange, like, the fur was, like, in clumps and weird. It just came out different a lot of different times when they did it. But you could, at this point in our history, we can stop evolving in a weird way. We can now, because it used to be whatever the strongest characteristics were, those were the ones that stayed through, you know what I mean? But now we can pick our characteristics, so evolution could change drastically at this point in our history, because we can add characteristics, take characteristics away. We at this point really could make a half man, half monkey. Chris?
Danny?
I just want to make sure you're paying attention, because I was waiting for some type of a racist joke after that half man, half monkey comment that I made. Don't make it now. It's too late. I just want to make sure
understand.
You're paying attention.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Anyway, so there was a girl who volunteered to be impregnated with a chimpanzee fetus. And she was going to, this was as her college thesis statement, and she ended up getting pregnant, and she aborted at the end of the
Are you serious?
Yeah, she aborted right at the end, but they just wanted to watch the developmental stages, and that was her college, like, that was that's what she wrote her thesis paper on, was the developmental stages of the chimpanzee.
This really happened?
Yeah.
How long ago?
Just very recently.
That's terrible.
And she,
abortion is so wrong.
No, that's not true. She wanted to, though. She volunteered. I just wanted to get your attention there with saying that she did it. She really was ready to do it, but her college professor talked her out of doing it. But we have the technology. The time is now. And they also say our DNA is so similar to chimpanzees that with more, a male human DNA is more similar to a male chimpanzee DNA than it is to a female human.
That's insane.
Isn't that bizarre? But we could make a half man, half monkey at this point. And my question, I guess, is do you think that that's... Yeah, go ahead, make your joke, Chris. Don't just smirk over at me.
I don't understand what you're talking about making jokes.
Well, then why do you keep smirking over at me every time?
I don't know what you mean by smirking.
Anyway. are you against that? Like, you think that's too much, like playing God?
I don't know. I don't know if I can have a right to say I'm against it if it's possible to be done and no one's getting hurt by it. But I have trouble believing that if it is possible, if we're that close to doing it, that it isn't already happening somewhere that's not being reported on. Because, I mean, you know, our government or other powerful governments, they're going to do some secret shit. I mean, they might already have, like, crazy animals existed. I mean, I saw a man bat, so we already know they have the technology to make man bats.
Where did you see this?
I told you about the man bat.
Sorry. Oh, wait, you saw...
I saw a six-foot human-bat combo flying over a rural area.
You are such a... You're crazy. Anyway.
Why am I crazy? You're talking about breeding with monkeys, and I'm saying if we can breed with monkeys...
You see a man bat...
Well, then we can't breed with monkeys, then. No matter how hard we try.
So you're saying we...
I think it's wrong that they're doing this. Like, what's wrong with just fucking monkeys, like the old-fashioned way, like our grandparents did? You know what's a horrible idea, is that if we do start having sex with monkeys... Well, I mean, if we start... We're already having sex with monkeys in some circles, but if we start breeding in labs with monkeys and actually creating half-monkey children...
I think they'll do most of it, like, through surrogates and, like, well, we're not just gonna fuck a monkey.
I think we should keep our options open. I don't think science should close any doors of opportunity. But there's several things wrong with that, is that in the future, there may actually be a Dr. Zaius. There might be. Because eventually, here's what's going to happen. We'll make half monkeys, and then, and I'm not being racist right here, but we will make them slaves at some point in some country. We'll make half monkey slaves. And then eventually, we'll abolish slavery again. And I swear to God, I'm not being racist. But the half monkeys are going to revolt against us, and they're going to start a superhuman monkey race. They're stronger than any human alive, and they're stronger than any monkey alive. Like, they're stronger than 10 monkeys.
I don't understand why they're stronger than monkeys.
Because, listen, they have the best of both genes.
Yeah, but they don't...
They're smart.
They get weaker. They're going to be smarter than most monkeys, I admit that, but why would they
you
be stronger?
You don't understand monkey genetics. They're going to be stronger than 10 monkeys and smarter than 10 humans.
I guess I don't understand monkey genetics.
And they're going to have vengeance.
They're going to have what?
They're going to have vengeance against them.
I thought you said engines. I was like, do you mean like they're going to build cars or they're going to enslave the Indians?
Listen, first they're going to be super strong and super smart. But somehow we'll find out a way to make them our slaves for a while. And that's going to piss them off. And they're going to be angrier than 10 angry monkeys. Every emotion they feel is equal to 10 of our monkey or equivalent.
What about when they have sex? What happens at the end?
I don't know. It's crazy monkey sex. 10 loads. 10 monkey loads. But they're going to be... They're really... Eventually, they'll rule us.
I got to tell you.
With an iron monkey fist.
I got to admit something, Chris. I am looking forward to that half monkey, half man porn. Because you know their porns are going to be crazy. I would say something like 8 or 9 times better than human porns, probably.
And the saddest thing is that the new AIDS they create is going to be 10 times stronger than current AIDS.
Didn't monkeys already create AIDS originally?
They did. Isn't
having sex with a monkey how we... At least that's how you explained AIDS to me.
In the beginning, it was pretty much just a gay monkey disease. But then it spread out to straight monkeys. And then gay men would have sex with male straight monkeys. And that's eventually how it came back into our people.
Okay. I've been misinformed this whole time. Well, I'm glad you straightened me and our listeners out about that, Chris.
It's a bleak future.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say we end with a song. A little, I guess, peek into the future. Goes a little something like this.
I don't know if I remember the words.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Oh, Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.